Some people just take a dislike to us in a way that seems ever so unreasonable, ever so unfair. Of course, try as you may, you can't please everyone. But still, it's smart. After all, we like to be liked. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. It's a harsh truth that some people just don't like you. Some even hate you. Sometimes it's justified. Sometimes it's, well, if not justified, then certainly understandable. And sometimes it's just downright unfair. Off the top of my head, I could easily rattle off half a dozen people who really don't like me. And there are doubtless many more than that. And yes, in some cases, given my behaviour over the years, it's justified or at least understandable. But in some cases, it's unfair. What do you do with that? How do you handle that? Do you let it eat away at you, or do you deal with it? And if you choose to deal with it, exactly how do you deal with it? The Apostle Paul put it like this in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I don't know about you, but as I stop and take that in, as I allow it to ruminate in my heart, it overwhelms me. God has every reason to hate me. You too, I'm guessing, given all that we've done in our lives. But instead, in the most emphatic of all statements of love, he sends Jesus to die to pay for our sin. American theologian R.C. Sproul put it like this: when I think I'm unfairly hated, I try to remember that I'm unfairly loved. That's how you deal with it. And that's God's word fresh for you today. The world has this habit of wanting to drag us down, but Jesus came that we might live in victory over all of that. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His word.